The Newark mayoral candidates may be fighting a tough campaign, but when it comes to people elbowing their way to power, the gilded world of Hollywood insiders takes some beating. Consider this story. A Hollywood mogul of epic dimensions. His rise is meteoric, and then comes his astonishing, riveting, relished by his enemies, fall from grace. And then the rise of a new group of hot young things whose ascent is, well, equally meteoric. It's not a summer movie, though it could be. This plot revolves around legendary agent Michael Ovitz, who announced this week he was selling most of his company, Artist Management Group, to a young, ambitious bunch, enigmatically called The Firm. The firm's young mogul is 37-year-old Jeff Kwatnitz, and his acquisition of Ovid stars like Leonardo DiCaprio and Cameron Diaz are the new buzz of the hour. Joining us to dish about it is Corey Brown, entertainment business reporter for the LA Times. Welcome, Corey.
Yes, hello.
Tell us a little bit about how and why Michael Ovitz was the most powerful agent in Hollywood and why he became much less powerful.
Michael Ovitz, with a group of people, started the Creative Artist Agency in the 70s. They quickly built it into the hot shop in town, sort of not unlike The Firm is right now for Jeff Kwatnitz. They had hot talent. They were representing Robert Redford, Dustin Hoffman. These were, you know, at their prime. In that time, it kept growing and growing, and part of that growth was Michael Ovitz was a very intimidating and ambitious man. And through those years, as he became more and more powerful, an enormous amount of resentment grew up around town toward him. He was not shy in wielding his power, not shy in rewarding his friends and punishing his enemies. And by the middle of the 90s, he was very much the most powerful man in town and the most feared, in some ways the most hated.
How did Jeff Kwatnitz approach Mike Ovitz? How did they link up?
Kwatnitz comes in and pretty much saves Ovitz. I mean, Ovitz had created this company with the idea that the management firm would be the hub of a huge wheel of companies: television production, internet, movie production, distribution. And basically, at the end of 3 years, what he had was a nice little management company. That's not what he wanted, and he wanted out. And he needed somebody to buy it.
So tell us about Jeff Kwatnitz and where the firm came from.
Well, they just came on the scene almost a minute ago. Jeff Kwatnitz is a music manager who made his name with bands like Korn and Lipton Biscuit. And he was really, truly nobody 4 or 5 years ago. And then when those bands took off, there was sort of this instant power player in the music business.
What's he like as a Hollywood player?
Odd in that he's very secretive, he's very press shy, but he is a player. His offices are considered rock and roll central. That's, you know, the late night place to stop by and see what's happening. He has a very large staff, and they're all young, and they're all hot, and they're all bringing their friends by, and you just sort of, that's where it's happening.
In the words of the immortal Willie Loman, is he liked but not well-liked?
I would say that right now, everybody is watching him very closely to see how he's going to build his power base. Is he going to make friends, or is he going to decide to rule by intimidation? He's not experienced enough, and he's not big enough yet to rule by intimidation. He needs to be out there making friends. His strategy up till now has been to be secretive, to be sort of furtive, keeping away from the press and fearing the press and fearing scrutiny. If he really intends to be a powerful player in this town, he has got to grow up, and we're going to watch and see if he can.
Sometimes, in every sort of new venture, the bigger fish around stand by and say to the newcomer, "We wish you every success." And then they do all they can to make sure that so-and-so doesn't achieve it. Do you think that'll happen here?
That's exactly the way Hollywood works. To Jeff Kwatnitz's face, they're all saying, "We are so impressed with you. We are so excited about you." And as they swim around, they're thinking, how can we pick off what we think is valuable about you and leave the rest behind? He has entered the Shark Tank.
I'm shocked, shocked, Corey, at all this nastiness in Tinseltown. Corey Brown is an entertainment business reporter for the LA Times. Corey, thank you very much.
Oh, it's very nice to be here. Thank you.